It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to Monday. Yay, the start of a brand new week. We've got a guest in our studios, and we'll be featuring the music of NECA, who is here on tour for a brand new album, My Fairy Tales. So hang around with us as we welcome NECA to the Voice of America and to Border Crossings. This is Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. We welcome you to our program today. And featured in the spotlight here on VOA TV, NECA, who is currently on tour for My Fairy Tales, which is a brand new album. It's your fourth album. And we say hello to NECA. Welcome to DC.
Thank you.
And to VOA. It's great to have you here.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, can you describe your music? What is the, I mean, I've read so many different things from hip hop to reggae, all kinds of different descriptions for your music. How do you describe the music that you make?
Well, content-wise, it is conscious. Sound-wise, it is a mix of Afrobeats, soul, reggae, hip-hop, high life. It's Nigerian influence, mainly Nigerian influence, since I'm partly from Nigeria.
Right. You grew up in Nigeria.
Yes.
And when did you move to the U.S.?
Oh, I did not move to
the U.S. You still live in Nigeria?
I still live in Nigeria, but I moved out of Nigeria for about 7 years to study in Germany. I studied archaeology and anthropology, got my degree. And then I moved back to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. And do you get to go home to Germany much? Or, I mean, it's back and forth between Germany and Nigeria? Or?
Well, I've been touring a lot, so I kind of balance things out. When I try to balance, mm-hmm. you know, where I feel at ease. Mm-hmm. Most, I have to feel at ease wherever I am.
Right, right. We have a lot of listeners in Nigeria. We're broadcasting there right now. So you can say hello to everybody at home.
On a day, everybody in a neck, how far.
And you're involved with a charity in Ghana, I read, some yes. foundation. You also are promoting that.
Yes, it's the African Women's Development Fund. And I've been their ambassador for arts and culture for about 2 years now. So we do, you know, we do performances. We motivate local artists to go into music. We also support women. In rural areas, women who've been, how do I say, who want to come up with their own businesses, who want to become entrepreneurs, as well as women who've been through a lot, been abused mm-hmm. as well. And my organization, I have my own personal NGO, which is called the Rope Foundation, partners with the AWDF in Ghana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you know, in other parts of the world, there's more attention given to women's rights. Would you say that in Africa, it's getting the attention now that it that subject deserves? I mean, women's rights, equality?
Well, gradually, I think things are changing. Mm-hmm. And women are becoming more involved in politics, also more courageous to speak out their minds. I guess with technology as well, having an influence on Africa, definitely people are more motivated and more connected around the world. So I think that kind of also triggers people to be more, or women to be more outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or go into politics.
Well, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. We need more of that. And so, you know, as far as your career and your music goes, you kind of put out your first EP in 2003, I read. And so now this is your fourth album, My Fairy Tales?
Actually, the fifth one.
Fifth album.
Yes.
Wow. That's exciting. And what is this? Is there a story going on in the album? Is it a concept album?
Well,
something called My Fairy Tales?
Yes. It's a positive title this time around. Most of the time I choose very dark titles for the albums. Like Soul is Heavy, No Longer at Ease, Victim of Truth. You know, this time around I wanted to, I think I got my inspiration from a different direction this time. It was more like from the light side of life.
Mm-hmm.
Though I'm stressing a lot of issues that are quite heavy to digest. Fairy tales, yeah, it's about love. It's about, you know, hate. It's about corruption. It's about injustice. It's about, you know, the solutions that we, or how to say, possible solutions to the problems that we ourselves create.
Mm-hmm. And yes. So you're going to sing some music for us while you're here.
Yes.
The first song, what are you going to sing?
It will be Shining Star.
Shining Star. You wrote this?
Yes.
And tell me the story behind this song.
Well, it's one of those songs that is very light and very, you know, loving. La, 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 you know, which is very rare. You know, I write stuff that is, like I said earlier on, very melancholic and miserable,
mm-hmm.
they say. So I decided to take my time out this time and see if I could come up with something more positive, though I wasn't feeling it when I was writing it. Just like the song that was playing before
mm-hmm.
we began talking. It's the same energy there. I wasn't feeling it at all. I was emotionally detached from that positive feeling while I wrote that song. It's only now, like, after I've recorded it, I feel what I was singing
mm-hmm.
then. You know, these days I feel that I feel like the way I sing.
Right. Positive.
This song.
All right, well, good. Well, if you wouldn't mind doing it for us, we'd like to hear it. Nneka's our guest here on Border Crossings.
In this madness, in this world, with its swiftness and its coldness, you're my peace of mind. When the world just keeps turning and I know not where to head to, you're my peace of mind. And when I look up in the sky, it's the order you've created. Nothing else does count. Will you ever rest in love of, oh Lord?
Lovely Neka's in our studios. It's My Fairy Tales, the new album. Interesting instrument. I mean, basically a guitar, but that's got very different sounds to it. Where did you, I mean, pick that up? It was...
I saw a friend of mine who was playing with it, and then I decided to go and look for it.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure I'm supposed to mention brands.
Oh, go right ahead. It's beautiful. I mean, it's got a great sound, a different sound.
Yamaha.
I like it. It's very, very nice. And so when you're on tour, and the tour started at the beginning of June, and I guess it's winding down now. You're coming down to the last few shows.
In America.
In America. Then the tour goes where?
To Europe.
Europe. And then
Africa.
And back to Africa. So the kinds of fans. We were talking before the show started about the different kinds of fans. You had a gentleman dancing to your music at one show, which kind of caught your eye, made a connection with.
Yes.
I mean, all of the fans, different ages, I'd imagine. Your music appeals to kind of a diverse...
Teenagers, young, old.
And they come from all around the world to see.
All around the world. Yesterday, there were two people also from all the way from Florida. And some came from Miami. It was just intense. Driving 6 hours to come and see a gig.
Wow.
That is heavy.
Well, you got a lot of fans.
I mean,
from all the music you've done and also acting. You've been in, I think, 4 films. Yeah, your last film was 2012, Drexia. Is that what it was called?
No, that's not me.
Not you? Wasn't Drexia? Have you been in films?
Yes.
Okay. How many films?
I've been in a movie called Offsite.
Offsite.
And then a movie called Relentless.
Okay.
By...
So a couple of films.
Yeah.
So you like acting then?
Not necessarily. I would... lie to you if I would say I like it. Because, yeah, it's very difficult, yeah? You know, to slip into a different character and just be constantly, yeah, you know, functioning. Like, be Necker 1 second and then the next second be Honey. And I played a prostitute.
Okay.
So that's like totally, well, oh! In some way, the opposite of who I am, you know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're being in a film, typically, unless it's, you know, an autobiography, it is going to be some other person, other role, other character. But you're beautiful and, you know, you're very talented, obviously, artistic. So it's obvious that you have so much to give. And you said you designed some makeup. You work with makeup lines.
Yes.
Stuff like
well,
that.
Like my own little... cosmetic, well, line, well, shea butter based, natural based.
When did you decide it was music that you wanted to pursue? At what point in your life? And how did that decision come?
I never decided. It was always something that I felt, you know, connected to, and I did in my privacy, especially in Nigeria, growing up in Nigeria, where there's a lot of, you know, noise and insanity. So I had to, like, you know, the moments where I take myself out were the moments where I could have that time to connect to God within the music I do. Yeah.
And who do you like to listen to? I know you've been compared to Erykah Badu and
Nina
Cherry.
That's just because of the looks. Everybody, they, as long as the person is black, has an afro, and is carrying a guitar, they might just put you somewhere where, you know.
So what do you like?
Put you.
What do you
I mean,
to?
I love Erykah. We've met, we've actually worked together too. You know, it's great to be compared to people as such, of course, and because of what they stand for and the message they stand for. So there, I definitely connect. Yeah, it's cool to be compared. But some people, I think we still need to also look at, you know, people individually. Light is light, and the lead lamp is not a, what's the other thing? Yeah, a lead lamp is not a yellow lamp, for instance.
Right.
Or a shovel is not a spade.
Right, right. So you like listening to Bob Marley. That was one person who had some influence in your, in the music direction you went to.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know every song by Bob Marley, I will lie to you. I'm connected to a few songs, and course, the movement and what he stands for, as well as Fela and Nicola Bokuti, who's from Nigeria. It's also quite similar from, I think, the vibe to Bob Marley. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're coming back to America to tour after this tour ends now? Is this something you want to do? Is this the first time here, or have you been here before touring?
I've been here.
You've been here before. So, all right, well, if you wouldn't mind doing another song. We'd like to hear something else. What's this one called?
This one's called My Home.
I assume it's about Nigeria.
As I wander through the darkest dark, oh no, I don't know what tomorrow will bring.
Here on VOA TV on Border Crossings. And so I get a lot of email from listeners throughout Africa who aspire to be musicians. As somebody who's done it herself, who's turned yourself into a very successful musician from Nigeria, what would you advise them, people in Africa? How do they get heard and discovered?
Well, first of all, you have to be confident about what you do, about your artistry, 100% sure why you're doing what you're doing. Because there are many artists out there who are there for the fame and for the money and to probably also get out of certain circumstances or conditions. So you have to be sure, I think, what you do. Secondly, just do not necessarily adapt to what other people want from you. You know, you can negotiate to be open-minded and listen to what people have to tell you. But do not, throw yourself at any deal just because you want to get somewhere. Yeah, and just do your music every day. Practice your skills, learn your skills, master your
mm-hmm. How did you get discovered?
Oh, I got discovered. I went to the independent label that I was signed on for about 7 years before. No, sorry, no. 3 years before Sony bought the company that I was signed to. So what happened was I was working in Germany. I was doing three jobs to finance my studies, and the main job that brought money in, the lady just fired me after 4 or 5 months. But I asked why she fired me, just to let you know. But she never really came out.
No, you know, answer. Huh?
Because I did everything. I really did everything to stay there. Anyway, cut long story short, I was in town running around. I always have my CDs and my demo tapes with me. So there was this day I was running around looking for a job when I then saw a signboard called that was saying, "Yo Mama," and underneath, "Mother is the best." And that's the meaning of my name. Neka means mother is supreme. And I knew that I had heard "Yo Mama" before from a different artist who was signed to that label. So I was like, everything kind of came together in that moment. So I decided to go upstairs and ask if I could speak to the person in charge. And it was then, that time it was Martin Schumacher who was the boss. And he allowed me come into his office and show him my music. It was a rainy day, I remember, too. Yeah, but he allowed me to come in, play my music, 3 songs. And then he stayed in touch with me. After 2 months, they offered me a record deal.
Wow, that's a great story. And now you're with Bush Queen Music.
Oh, that's my own label.
Your own label?
Yes.
So you're an entrepreneur, like you were talking about before.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you signing other artists to your record company?
I have one artist. Mm-hmm. Called Oromio. He's Nigerian, and he does Yoruba music.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And so the tour continues. The album is out now. My Fairy Tales, the fifth album. And New York Times said it was your fourth, so I was going by what they said. So it's the fifth album.
I think the fourth official in the States.
Ah.
Fifth worldwide.
But you're fifth worldwide. Okay, gotcha. And so... very proud of this album. Tell me some of the songs that are your favorites on this album and why. What's the reason behind you would select one or two songs, three songs as the ones you like most? I know you like them all. They're all your children, but...
I like a song called "Pray For You." I pray for you. It stresses the issue of Boko Haram and the problem of religious crisis in Nigeria. And how innocent blood has been shed due to the existence of religion, you know, people fighting, you know, which religion is the major one to be for Africa or for Nigeria, in the name of God, which contradicts itself. And then, of course, that same song going out to corrupt politicians and the corrupt West, that does not necessarily seem that they are corrupt. Yeah, and their presence in Africa as well, and how we allow, you know, how our leaders allow people, the West to just come and control, take resources. Yes, that. And of course, also about the responsibilities that we as Nigerians have to take for ourselves and not just blame it on the West alone. So it's two-sided. That's "I Pray For You." And the second song that I like is "Belief System," which is about the African in diaspora, an African who has left Africa because he feels he has to find comfort abroad. He crosses borders, crosses oceans, risks his life, arrives in the West, and realizes that he actually cannot be himself anymore because he becomes, so to say, a slave in a foreign land. So all the things he does just to be more comfortable, go through racism, prejudice, not necessarily be integrated into society. So those issues, yeah. And then, of course, the more positive aspects, how cultures meet, African, Western, intercultural relationships, and the positive of bringing different people together. And then "My Love," which is the single. And "My Love" is wishful thinking. It's wishful thinking, but I every day when I sing that song, I get closer to it becoming reality.
And I know the people in Nigeria are very happy and optimistic with a new president, new presidential election. So, you know, we'll think positive thoughts.
Yes, that's very important. We cannot recite the negativity anymore.
That's right. Yes. Nneka is our guest, and I'm going to ask if you'd do another song for us. Love to hear some more music.
Okay. And coffee shop walls are empty. And God's shop are all plenty. God take resources away. God take all our riches. And God use us as them store for our material to make them rich. Good brother, brother, first waiting, sister, sister, sis, waiting. Set free with my soul. Set free with my soul. Set free with my soul. Don't you tamper with my soul. Tell me what's not gonna do. Cause I'm lost in the sins of the flesh of the world. Save my soul from dying. Oh God, suffer you. Oh God, suffer you. Oh God, suffer you. You don't say where you didn't do me like this. But right now, I never take them no more. I go open my mouth, sell you with another figgy. Suffer, suffer. With my soul, set free with my soul, set free with my soul. Don't you tamper with my soul again? Set free with my soul, set free with my heart. Set free with my soul. Don't you tamper my waiting. We do dig in.
Love it. Sounds great. Beautiful. Nneka is our guest here on Border Crossings. The new album, My Fairy Tales, did you have a hand in the artwork on the cover? It looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, if I ever handed it in.
No, did you have a hand in it?
Oh, yes.
Were you
yes,
a part
yes,
of the designing of this?
Because oh,
this is,
always.
You're obviously, there's other things going on mm-hmm. in the photo.
Yes.
So.
It's me.
And then there's people around you, and what do they signify?
I'm reading out of a book, the Book of Life.
Mm-hmm.
On the left-hand side is fella depicted on the left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm left-handed.
Oh,
so everything
okay.
on the left there is positive. The children behind me are looking into the book and are smiling, which is positive side of life. On the left is war, tragedy. On the right. Ooh, on the right. Yes, and the children are shocked and quite surprised about what is happening. So literally it's a preparation to let children know also, you know, to prepare them for the polarity in life, and that pain and pleasure are one.
A lot of people don't realize how much thought goes into an album cover, creating a photo for an album cover. It's been a pleasure to meet you and to have you here in D.C. and on The Voice of America. And, you know, the tour will end here in the U.S. and then you're off around the world. But when you come back to D.C., please join us again.
I'd love to.
We'd love to have you back. Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have you back. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in. Our guest has been NECA, and the new album is My Fairy Tales. This is Border Crossings on VOA TV.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
them. Who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
Tell you.
When I see you.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond. And that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Crossings and Dache in Nigeria is listening, and I hope Dache enjoyed hearing from NECA, and I know she enjoyed being here. We enjoyed having her. Dache requested Wiz Khalifa See You Again for his girlfriend in Nigeria, and Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth. You can't leave Charlie Puth out of the song because he's doing most of the singing. And that's called See You Again, a song that's been number one for a long, long time. Before that, Maroon 5 with Sugar, and that request came to us from Biruk Tadu. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and welcome to a Monday. Thank you, NECA, for coming on the show again with My Fairy Tales, the name of her new album. And hope you had a nice weekend, everyone, and welcome back. It was Father's Day. It was International Yoga Day in certain parts of the world. And it was also the longest day of the year in a lot of parts of the world for the summer solstice, which is the beginning of summer. So the longest day of the year was yesterday, although today feels like the longest day of the year. Border Crossings is on, and requests continue. And again, here's one for Nigeria, Titus Awagai, who is listening to Border Crossings for Alan Jackson on a song called Chattahoochee on Border Crossings.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, it fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, I went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Marley, One Love on Border Crossings, a request from Henoch Wenderod, who's tuned in. And I thank you for your Facebook request. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and make your request for Border Crossings, because that's where we meet. facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. You can call 202-619-2077 for about four more minutes. or you can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can also send cards and letters. I got a card from Nigeria, from the Department of, it says, Protection, which is in Nigeria. So thank you for the postcard with a birthday request, which we'll be putting on the air. Sule Abdullah sent me this postcard. So thank you, Sule. Appreciate it. And we'll get your request played. Coming up, Jan in Holland wants a song from Jim Reeves called He'll Have to Go on Border Crossings.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do love me true, or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to.
Border Crossings, Jim Reeves. I can take a hint, Jim. He'll have to go. That it is time for me to go. NECA, thank you so much for coming on the show and for singing the songs from your new album, My Fairy Tales. Very nice to meet her. The pride of Nigeria. A lot of people, I'm sure, very, very happy to hear someone from Nigeria on representing today on the show. We'll be back tomorrow with requests and dedications. Thank you, Greg, our engineer, Felicia, our producer, director, Julie, our intern extraordinaire. And thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. Have a great night, and I'll see you tomorrow on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.